And we were just given that question to advise on the powers and procedure for the removal of for board members of the SABC. We did so in general terms in this opinion, which I hope members have been provided a copy of. Specifically and very important to respond to such a question, we had to look at the principle of legality, as removal of SABC board members is about exercise of power. And in terms of the principle of legality, organs of the state may only exercise their powers and perform functions that are authorized by the law. The said principle has been discussed extensively by our courts, and for the purpose of this opinion, we set out two specific cases which we thought would be significant in order to outline this principle of legality. That is the case of the Speaker of the National Assembly versus Delil and others, case decided in 1999, in which case Judge Mohammed decided that, quotation marks, and he was deciding the question of, he was examining the legal authority of the National Assembly to suspend its members. The judge said, open quotes, "This inquiry must crucially rest on the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. It is supreme, not parliament. It is the ultimate source of all lawful authority in the country. No parliament, however bona fide or eminent in its membership, no president, however formidable be his reputation or scholarship, and no official, however efficient or well-meaning, can make any law or perform any act which is not sanctioned by the Constitution." Section 2 of the Constitution, the judge further said, expressly provides that law or conduct that is inconsistent with the Constitution is invalid, and the obligations imposed by the Constitution must be fulfilled. It follows that any citizen adversely affected by any decree, order, or action of any official or body which is not properly authorized by the Constitution is entitled to the protection of the courts. No parliament, no official, and no institution is immune from the judicial scrutiny in such circumstances, close quote. The second case which we discuss is the case of Affordable Medicines Trust and others versus the Minister of Health, a 2006 case, in which the court decided, open quotes, "The exercise of public power must therefore comply with the Constitution, which is the supreme law, and the doctrine of legality, which is part of that law. The doctrine of legality is an incident of the rule of law. It is one of the constitutional controls through which the exercise of public power is regulated by the Constitution. It entails that both the legislature and the executive are constrained by the principle that they may exercise no power and perform no function beyond that conferred upon them by the law. In this sense, the Constitution entrenches the principle of legality and provides the foundation for the control of public power," close quote. We move on in the opinion chair to talk specifically about the appointment of board members of the SABC, which is a process that's provided for in the Broadcasting Act, specifically Section 13 of that Act. Section 13 of the Broadcasting Act provides for the appointment by the President of the 12 non-executive SABC board members. Section 15 of the same Act provides for the removal of non-executive members of the SABC from office. It states specifically in 15.1, "The appointing body may remove a member from office on account of misconduct or inability to perform his or her duties efficiently after due inquiry and upon recommendation by the board, or must remove a member from office after a finding to that effect by the Committee of the National Assembly and the adoption by the National Assembly of a resolution calling for that member's removal from the office in terms of Section 15, capital A." Notably, in this sense, Chair, the above-mentioned sections providing for the removal of board members of the SABC are the only stated powers and procedure in terms of which a member of the SABC board may be removed. Section 15.1 of the Broadcasting Act refers to the appointing body, which I've just spoken to. The Broadcasting Act defines an appointing body to mean the body charged with the appointment of members of the board in terms of Section 13 of the Broadcasting Act. In terms of Section 13 of the Broadcasting Act, the President appoints non-executive board members of the board. In terms of Section 13.3, the chairperson and the deputy chairperson of the SABC board are now non-executive members of the board. Section 15 provides two separate processes for the removal of a member of the SABC board from office. The one process is in terms of Section 15.1a. In terms of Section 15.1a removal process, the president may remove a member of the SABC board from office on account of misconduct or inability to perform his or her duties efficiently after a due inquiry and recommendation by the SABC board. In terms of Section 15.1a process, the president has discretionary powers of removing an SABC board member from office. The SABC board has no legal competency to arbitrarily remove a member of the board. Rather, the board may conduct an inquiry and recommend to the president who is the appointing authority, to the removal of a board member. The inquiry envisaged in this section is a legal inquiry based on the rule of law, which would include the right to hear the board member in question's version of events, affording him or her all rights inherent to a person who has allegations leveled against them. And the other process of removing a member from the office is outlined in Section 15(1)(b) of the Broadcasting Act. The Section 15(1)(b) removal process states the president must remove a member of the SABC board from office after a finding to that effect by a committee of the National Assembly and the adoption by the Assembly of a resolution calling for that member's removal from office in terms of Section 15, capital A, of the Broadcasting Act. In terms of the Section 15(1)(b) process, the president is obliged to remove a board member of the SABC on the finding and recommendation of the Assembly. The Section 15, capital A, 1 of the Broadcasting Act provides that the National Assembly may, after due inquiry and by adoption of a resolution, recommend the removal of a member from office on account of any of the following, and then it lists those accounts. Honorable members will remember the recent judgment of the Western Cape Division of the High Court in the matter between Zandile Ellen Tshabalala and the Speaker of the National Assembly, where that specific section found application. The Portfolio Committee on Communications has the legal competence to conduct an inquiry into an SABC board member's fitness to hold office. The committee's legal competence is founded in Section 15(1)(b), read together with Section 15, capital A, of the Broadcasting Act. The decision to hold a Section 15, capital A, inquiry is the responsibility of the entire committee. In terms of the Act, the Broadcasting Act, the SABC board does not in itself have the legal competence to conduct an inquiry into the SABC board member's fitness to hold office, to find such a member guilty and remove him or her from office. The only legally valid removal of a SABC board member is by the president as the appointing body in terms of Section 15(1)(a) process as outlined above, or by the president on recommendation of the Committee of the National Assembly as outlined in Section 15(1)(b), read in Section 15, capital A, of the Broadcasting Act. Chair, at this point we move on to discuss the Companies Act, specifically Section 1 of the Companies, Section 71 of the Companies Act that talks about removal of directors. And we say Section 71 of the Companies Act provides for the removal of directors. It states that a director may be removed by an ordinary resolution at a shareholders' meeting. The director concerned must be given notice of the meeting and be afforded reasonable opportunity to make a presentation on the matter before a vote is taken by the shareholders. It is critical to note that both the Broadcasting Act and the Companies Act envisage a fair inquiry, always affording the affected director or directors an opportunity to present him or herself with all relevant rights afforded before such a director can be removed. In addition, it is important to note that the Broadcasting Act is specifically applicable to the appointment and removal of board members. The Companies Act, on the other hand, whilst it is applicable to the board, where it is in conflict and cannot be reconciled with the Broadcasting Act, it is our view that the Broadcasting Act would find precedence over the Companies Act. We further state that there is a common law legislative interpretation principle of lex specialis decorat legi general, which is explained in the opinion in paragraph 18, honorable members. It is a generally accepted technique of interpretation and conflict resolution in both national and international law. In a nutshell, this principle suggests that whenever two or more pieces of legislation deal with the same subject matter, priority should be given to the legislation that is more specific to the subject matter. The application of the special law does not normally extinguish the relevant general law. The general law will remain valid and applicable and will, in accordance with the principle of harmonization, continue to give direction for the interpretation and application of the relevant special law and will become fully applicable in situations not provided for by the latter. The rationale of the principle that special law has priority over general law as it relates to the SABC board is justified by the fact that such special law, which is the Companies Act in this case, is often more concrete, which is the Broadcasting Act, my apologies, often takes better account of the particular features of the context in which it is to be applied than any applicable general law, the Companies Act. Its application may also often create a more equitable result of any inquiry that should take place. It is our view that in this instance, the Broadcasting Act is applicable to the removal of a board member of the SABC, and that any conflicting provisions of the Cabinet Act would be preceded by the relevant provisions of the Broadcasting Act. Lastly, Chair, we state that any removal of the SABC board member that is not affected in line with the provisions of the Broadcasting Act, which we have just discussed, is invalid and therefore unlawful. Thank you very much, Honourable Chair.